You're listening to The Point. The Provincetown Jazz Festival is on this year, but there will be modifications. Joining us to discuss some of the musicians featured and how you can get in on the music is Bart Wiseman, founder of the festival. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So what are the dates and what are our options to get in on the music?
August 12th and August 17th. Everything is on the website as far as tickets and venues, but we did have to move one of the venues because Provincetown has eliminated all indoor live music this summer. And that means that we had to look for another venue. We were very excited about being at the Provincetown Art Association and Museum, a nonprofit, as we are. And we went down to the Cultural Center, and Bob Nash was happy to have the concert there. So we're moving our August 12th concert down to the Cultural Center, another nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited about that.
Yeah. Now, you call the first day of the festival the Cape's first trumpet summit. So why focus on the trumpet, and who do you have coming to play?
Well, we've done other summits before. At the Cultural Center, we've done a bass summit, and we did a guitar summit, and we did a clarinet summit. So this is something I had in the back of my mind for a while, to do a summit. And I thought that our first year at the Provincetown Art Association would be great to have a trumpet summit. And, of course, we're moving it down to the Cultural Center where we've had summits before. So what we're doing is we're taking three trumpet players, three outstanding trumpet players, putting them together. And during the summit, what we do is we feature each one of the musicians individually. And then to close the concert, we have them all play at once. So it's a fabulous way to hear all three together. And in this case, two of the trumpet players also sing, so they will be singing and playing individually. And then one of the trumpet players doesn't sing, but his wife's a professional singer, so we decided to invite her. And then for to conclude the concert, it'll be all instrumental.
So we have a clip of Steve Ahern with "I'm Getting Sentimental Over You." Let's give a listen. Is also part of the Trumpet Summit, and he's pretty amazing because he doesn't just play the trumpet. Tell us more about him.
Well, Mark's a multi-instrumentalist, and he has quite a reputation playing sax and trumpet and guitar and piano and voice. So, but his main instrument is trumpet, and I've worked with him where he's played trumpet before, and he's very excited to share his trumpet and singing, but more importantly, at the end, with all three trumpet players together. And what we do is we give each of them a chance to pick out pieces that they want to play, and then they pick out pieces that they want to play together so they can show their individual abilities plus working together as a unit.
There are different styles of trumpet playing and ways to modify the sound of the trumpet. We have a clip of Mark Grill up next. How is he getting this particular sound from the trumpet?
Well, Mark will use mutes as a common thing to do on trumpet. So you can use different types of mutes to get different sounds on the trumpet.
Let's give a listen to Mark Grill performing "What'll I Do."
What'll I do when you are far away?
That sound kind of conjures up images of romantic scenes in film from the 40s and 50s.
Well, Jeff with music Stout, by Irving Berlin, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. Jeff Stout's also going to be performing on the first night of the festival in the Trumpet Summit. Tell us a little bit about his background and style.
Well, for years, Jeff has been a teacher at the Berklee College of Music, but he was also with the Buddy Rich Band, and he's toured with people like Mel Torme and Gary Burton and Lionel Hampton, Kurt Elling, and he's quite an accomplished trumpet player. And again, his wife will be joining him, Debbie Larkin, a wonderful jazz singer, will be joining him for his individual pieces that he'll be playing.
Here's Jeff Stout performing Sea Jam Blues. Festival moves to the Kitiwit Center for the Arts on Monday, August 17th, and you have vocalist Leslie Boyle performing, and anyone who enjoys jazz on the Cape is probably familiar with Leslie, so tell us a little bit more about her.
Well, Leslie has been on the Cape for many, many years. She sings in all different styles, but the last dozen years, she's really been focusing on her jazz singing, and we're very excited about her making her debut. We're going to be listening to a piece called The Angels Sing. What's fun about that is the Cultural Center opened up a recording studio a few years back, and it was one of their projects that they wanted to do. And I wanted to take our klezmer swing band, in which she sings for, to record. And we normally go into the normal studio. We go into Orleans Brick Hill. But I went to the Cultural Center and said, we'd like to record there, but I want some students to get experience. So they grabbed some kids from DY who were in their program, and the kids did the recording with us, supervised by a professional engineer. And the song we're going to hear is one that they mastered and engineered for us.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I've ever heard. You speak and the angels sing, or am I reading music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight, beaming silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing, and though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart.
Nicole Anderson are also on the bill for the Kituat Center for the Arts performance. Saxophone players who happen to be identical twins. Tell us a little about them.
Well, they come from the D.C. area, and I had known, because I'm a D.C. guy, I knew about them. They both studied up at Juilliard, and they really took off. They performed around the world and recently recorded with Jimmy Cobb, who was the last surviving member. He just recently passed. He was the last surviving member from the best jazz recording in history, A Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. And we're very excited about them making their debut. You know, they understand it's going to be a reduced-size audience with social distancing, but they're making their trip up from New York, and thank God they're coming from New York because that's one of the states that's approved for travel to Massachusetts right now.
All right, let's give a listen to Peter and Will Anderson performing Relaxed Beauty. Play together?
You know, every time I've seen them working or read about them, they usually work together, yes, especially recently. And the fact that they play clarinet and sax is always exciting for me. I love the clarinet. We've had some wonderful clarinet players at Kituat Center for the Arts. And this is our 10th year of our concert there. So, so 10 years has gone by really quickly. And we'll have the same trio that's backing Leslie Boyle back them, and we look forward to some terrific concert experience there. Plus, Leslie will do an encore with them.
The Provincetown Jazz Festival is over 2 days this year, August 12th at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod and August 17th at the Kituat Center for the Arts. We'll post links with more information at our website, capeandislands.org. But we're going to go out with Peter and Will Anderson. Tell us a little bit about this piece that we're going to hear.
Yes, we're going to hear How About You, which was composed by Burton Lane. And this will show off their ability to play clarinet.
Bart Wiseman, founder of the Provincetown Jazz Festival, musician and music educator. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mindy.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thank you for listening.